Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for another edition of the Preview Report. It's all brought to you by New Era. It's the Giants and the Chicago Bears. Thursday Night Football, the New York Giants trying to get their first win of the season in Chicago, and it's not going to be easy. The Giants have a ton of injury issues, and it really starts with the running back position, where David Wilson is not going to play in this game with that neck injury, and that means Brandon Jacobs and Darrell Scott will have to get a lot of the run. Still injuries on the offensive line, and of course in the secondary, no Jayron Hosley, no Corey Webster either. So the Giants have their hands full. They have to cut down their mistakes if they want to beat Chicago. Now it's time to break down the game, and to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino. He's the beat reporter for WFN, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, this is a tall order, 0-5, short week, a lot of injuries, a lot of things stacked up against the Giants on Thursday.
Well, yes, and the other thing that you want to mention, John, is that Chicago, even though they're coming off a loss to the Saints, they were home on Sunday. So they don't even have to deal with the travel that the Giants have to deal with in this short week. The Giants only having 2 days to prepare for the Chicago team.
And let's talk about the Chicago team. What's their staple on defense? Creating turnovers. Eli Manning knows he and the rest of his teammates have to secure the football.
Coach Coughlin's made us very aware of that, and you got to be conscious of it. And they do a good job causing fumbles. They get good pressure, on the quarterback, and which leads to some interceptions. They have good aggressive cornerbacks and players. So I think you gotta be aware of that and know when to cover up with two hands and be smart.
Paul, the Bears did not have a takeaway against the Saints last week, the first time in 11 regular season games. Charles Tillman's number one on the list, but everybody in that defense gets after the football.
Tillman had 10 forced fumbles last year to by far lead the National Football League. So far this year, the Bears lead the NFL with 12 forced fumbles. You know, it's not just the picks. It's the fact that they clutch and they grab for the ball. They hold guys up while the second defender comes in and rips for it. John, it's a technique that they've been teaching for years. In fact, over the past decade, the Bears defense has more takeaways and forced fumbles than anybody in the NFL. This is not a coincidence.
It is not. They're also a very good team on third downs, a very aggressive blitz package. And considering the Giants are constantly in third and long, offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows that could be trouble.
They've got a nice package, particularly on third down against three wides where they get into a mug thing, and they got a lot of variety to what the different blitz combinations they bring out of it. It's caused a lot of difficulty over the last few years. So hopefully we can, and we've certainly addressed it intellectually, schematically. We feel like we've got a couple of good ideas to contend with it. But again, it's the X's and O's that come into play. The quality of their X's are pretty good.
Paul, the Bears do have some injuries on defense, however. They've lost both their nose tackles, so they're on to their third guy, Landon Cohen, likely to get the start. They picked him up from Dallas after he was cut after week number two, but they do know how to get after the quarterback, and Julius Peppers provides a bad matchup for that Giants offensive line.
Yeah, you know, the interesting part about Peppers, I think he's only got 8 tackles and 1 sack this year. He's off to a rather slow start, but you can't underestimate him or fall asleep.
But he's also one of those power rushers that have the tendency to give BDMP trouble.
No question. It's not a favorable physical matchup for the Giants, and basically the only way to counter that pass rush from Peppers on the outside and, of course, taking advantage of what may be a weakness inside is to run the ball well. Brandon Jacobs says, hey, his timing's been a little bit off, but he's ready to carry the load and see if he can, you know, play a little smash-mouth running game for this Giants team.
Well, him and Darrell Scott are going to have to really step up to keep the Giants out of those third and longs. The Bears also like to run the football, and they have a very dynamic running back that does it, not only in the running game, but in the passing game. That's Matt Forte. And Justin Tuck knows he can be hard to bring down.
I noticed one thing about him on film. No one really ever gets a clean shot on him, and he breaks a lot of tackles. So I don't know. I don't know what his 40 time is or anything like that, but he looks fast enough to me.
And, Paul, Matt Forte is almost a poor man's LeSean McCoy. Not quite as explosive, but he does it all.
Well, he's got 27 receptions this year, which ranks fourth among NFL running backs. And really, that's where they've added him to the repertoire. They're getting him out in open space. They're using him a lot as a checkdown guy, John. You know, Cutler used to panic and force things downfield a lot. They've kind of alleviated that part of his game by saying, hey, don't worry about it. Just check it down to Forte. That's fine. We'll settle for the short pass and move on.
Now, Tressman has also adjusted the offense and improved the offensive line. And they protect Jay Cutler a lot more, and that's cutting down on his turnovers.
Well, again, Cutler's the kind of guy who, when he's got to win a game, Look, the last 2 weeks when they've lost games, the only two games this year where he's thrown for 300-plus yards, okay? They don't want him throwing the ball 28, 29, 30 times for 300 yards. They want him throwing the ball down in the 23, 24 range for only about 250 or so.
But when he does throw the ball, he has some big wide receivers to throw the ball to. Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Earl Bennett, all big players physically, all well over 6 feet. Terrell Thomas is going to play this week, by the way, after resting his knee on Sunday, and he's one of the guys that's going to have to cover these big fellas.
When you look at the stats, I think Marshall is at 15, I mean at 25, Forte is at 23, Martellus is at 24, and Jeffries is at like 20-something. So they're all right there. So you can't just double-team somebody. You know, they have great playmakers around them. I think they did a great job of getting talent around Cutler so he doesn't have to force so many throws and let them make plays.
And, Paul, last week Brandon Marshall was doubled all game long by the Saints. What happens? Alshon Jeffrey, 200-plus yards receiving 10 receptions.
As a matter of fact, Jeffrey over the last 2 weeks now has had a minimum of 100 yards receiving. Marshall was the guy at the beginning of the season when they had their three-game winning streak. He was catching 100-plus yards. He's basically been shut down the last 3 weeks.
They've been doubling him.
And so they found other guys to throw it to. And, oh, yeah, you guys remember Martellus Bennett, Mr. Potato Chips? Yeah, well, you know, he's caught almost two dozen passes for the Bears this year and has three touchdown passes. But, of course, those came during the first 3 weeks of the season.
Paul, one key for the Giants to come out with their first win of the season on Thursday.
Well, John, I could go one of two ways here. I could either go limit Matt Forte because, like I said, all around, he's one of the most dangerous backs in football, or I could go back to that takeaway, giveaway bugaboo. The turnover margin has been crucial for the Giants. They had four giveaways against the Eagles, no takeaways, and look what happened. So I'm going to say win the turnover battle.
I'm going to build on that, and how you win the turnover battle is by stopping the run, first of all, and also running the ball on offense. If you get into third and long against the Bears, you're going to turn the ball over.
Yeah,
it's just
probably
going to happen. So stay out of those situations, and you won't turn it over. Paul, thanks for the time.
You got it, John.
We'll see you in Chicago. Paul Dottino, John Schmuck. It's all brought to you by New Era. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.
Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.